If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Utica in Game 2 of the first round of the playoffs Friday night at Allstate Arena. Cubs lost 5-4 in Pittsburgh to split the four-game series. Jonathan Herrera with a two-run triple. Russell and Castro with the other RBIs. Kyle Hendrick went 5 1/3, allowed three earned runs and five hits. Brian Schlitter took the loss in relief. The Cubs begin a three-game series tomorrow in Cincinnati. Two other games going on right now in Detroit. The Yankees and Tigers are tied at 1 in the top of the 8th. And in New York, the red-hot Mets leading the Braves 4-3 in the bottom of the 7th. Tom Thibodeau, he likes the fact the Bulls play in Milwaukee.
Our fans like to go there, so we like that. And then, it allows us to get a little more work in here, which is the most important thing.
More work is always a good thing, Tom. The Bulls could go up 3-0 on the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. They'll play without Nico Meritich, who is out with quad and knee soreness. Kirk Heinrich participated fully in practice and is probable for tonight's game. The Blackhawks can close out their first-round series with the Predators tonight with a win in Nashville. Scott Darling starts in net, has a .969 save percentage in the series. The White Sox host the Royals this evening at U.S. Cellular. Chris Sale opposes Yordano Ventura. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6:35. Elsewhere in baseball, Detroit Tigers closer Joe Nathan is out for the season with a torn UCL. The Bears signed tight end McKenna Sean Pasco to a one-year contract. Pasco started 34 games over six seasons with the Giants and Falcons. PGA play, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Your leader in the clubhouse, Boo Weekly, 8-under, 64, has a one-shot lead on David Hearn, who checked in with a 65. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. Stop by Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. for your chance to win tickets to the Toast and Roast of Patrick Manley. It is the 2015 Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley, presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, made with respect from seed to glass. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Everybody believes Abaticola that I'm doing the NFL draft party bus.
Well, if Abaticola said it, it's got to be true.
They do? Yeah, like 10 different texts that came as to how do I get tickets for the party bus.
Why would they want to party with you?
I don't know.
Hey, baby! I like this kind of party!
Oh, for the love of God.
Well, this will become a thing now. Watch. Now Maddie's going to actually call some buddy who owns a party bus.
This bus wants to party.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call George over at Windy City Limos. We'll get that all set up.
No.
Sales will sell that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And Bernstein?
You, a party bus, and your fans going to the draft together?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You talk about fun. That's the very definition.
It's just a little weird, but it'll be fine.
Maybe we can get Real Urban involved. They can bring some food. We can get Bud Light with some beer. We can have a tailgate party. You know what? I told Magic Mike about it. They're working on it already.
One, go!
Magic Mike.
Yeah, our sales staff.
Yep.
Yep, I'm sure. I'm sure they're right on it.
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Hey, Terry.
Oh, Carlos will get on the bus.
They get on the bus to be with the wretched and have big fun.
I'm telling you, I have never been for anything like this in my life. I think that is an absolutely fabulous idea.
Oh, start the buses!
Boers and Bernstein.
Joe's own weed.
Chicago Sports Radio. Good for Joe. 670, the score.
Just after 3 o'clock on the Boers and Bernstein show, we've had a lot to talk about today. We've done some Bulls basketball as they get ready for Game 3 at Milwaukee. There will be a lot of Bulls fans up there. The Blackhawks and the Predators getting ready for Game 5 at Nashville. There will be a lot of Blackhawks fans
if you say
there.
So. If you say it's Game 5, I believe.
I think that's right. I believe they're up 3-1. And then we also have White Sox baseball with Chris Sale against Ventura tonight in a terrific pitching matchup. Some guys, two of the guys possessing some of the best stuff in all of baseball. Yordan Ventura is something to watch.
Oh, yeah.
When he's got it going.
Yeah, that's a really fun Kansas City team. I know you're a big Ned Yost guy.
Stop.
And you should be. It's they're a lot of fun to watch. And the parallels to the Cubs are plentiful if you really want to look for them, because that was a team that people like me were talking about for 3 or 4 years, that look at all this great young talent they have coming and watch them put it together. And you kept waiting for them to put it together and waiting and waiting and waiting. And really, they didn't until very late last season when they finally made a good run in the second half, got in the playoffs, and made that crazy run during the postseason. But that's really a credit to Ned Yost and his advanced thinking as it applies to managing.
Because
the man is
what? See, you look at this
series. I think he's fantastic. I think he's one of the brighter minds in the game,
yeah,
and I think that anyone who doesn't appreciate the genius of Ned Yost just doesn't understand the intricacies, the emotion, the many levels of Ned Yost application within a game.
To the bait. I am not. This is. I know it's like a big juicy minnow floating under a bobber right in front of my face.
First of all, I think there's a lot of jealousy
of Ned Yost
when it comes to Ned Yost
because he's achieved so much. his wisdom.
The man has risen to the top of his profession,
mm-hmm,
with a strategy,
mm-hmm,
and a style all his own.
Mm-hmm.
He has
Not.
He has managed his way to very top of the profession.
I'm just going to
by
nod.
Being able to outthink others on the field
and being in control of his emotions at all times.
Using advanced metrics that you would never be able to understand because you get too emotional about these things.
Right, and he also proprietary information that he himself has calculated.
Yes.
Not even relying on others in the department to put the numbers together for him. He has created the algorithms.
Hey, you know, the first time Don Zimmer did a hit and run with the bases loaded, people said, you know what? That's just damn crazy. That's all that is. That is damn crazy. And it didn't work. And then the next time they did it, it worked. So 50% of the time...
Mm-hmm.
When he did the bases loaded hit and run in 1989, it worked. And from that point forward, I think it changed a lot of people's thinking about how to do things. Ned Yost is another one of those guys,
yeah,
who just, he's able to think on a different level. And
see,
you
I'm tired now, and it's not even overtime of the Hawks game yet, but I think I've got the same feeling, like I just ate an entire pizza and I'm going to go to bed. I'm just going to let you talk and I'm going to leave because that's just not fun.
Is that a promise?
In all seriousness, though.
Maddie, come on over.
This at some point, Kansas City's going to correct. And if the White Sox are what they think they are and what many believe they can be, they're going to correct in the opposite direction. So the timing would appear fortuitous. I can't do the math in my head. Let's say they take 3 of 4, you're back to 500, right? You're right there.
Here's the only thing. I mean, in this time of year when the weather is this bad, you're not going to see the Sox offense that I think you're going to see a few weeks from now, if for the love of God it ever warms up and you ever get the benefit of some decent weather. I mean, I still believe in this White Sox offense. Now, how it's all going to come together and whether they're going to pitch enough and
is Adam eating out of your doghouse at least?
Yes, okay. Yeah, because he stopped being dumb. That's all I asked for. I don't expect it or have a great OBP or go 4 for 4 every day. I just don't want him to be dumb. That's all. That's all. He's a good player. I don't know what was... He was running around like a clown that first week. I mean, it was absurd. What was he doing?
Wasn't Vince Coleman there to teach everybody base running? And then they just keep running into outs. We made a huge deal about Vince Coleman being there, right?
Yeah, and then that first week, nobody seemed to be able to take a lead off. after all of that.
I've never really been a fan of the celebrity skill coach, whatever that coach may be.
Well, I mean, certain base runners have tells. A pitcher knows when they're about to take that step. And if you could help a guy eliminate that because you can see things other people can't see, that's great. That would be a great advantage to have. I don't know if that was occurring.
But most people who were just really damn good at something were just really damn good at it. And there's not a, it's sort of like when Ted Williams is a manager. Well, just hit the ball. What are you doing? The ball pitch comes there, you see it, hit it hard somewhere.
I hit 400 for a year.
Right. Have a 500 on base percentage. What are you doing? Your on base percentage is too low. Get on base half the time. Don't make outs. Hit the ball hard everywhere.
Why are you bad? Why are you
stop being bad?
Why are you so bad? Right. I could hit anything anytime,
exactly,
anywhere.
It's
why are you so bad?
I can
why
see can't... Vince Coleman like, I would have stolen that base. How come you got thrown out? Slow ass biatch. I've been over there an hour ago.
Guys who are really good at it who didn't have to work at it do not make good teachers.
Right.
Guys who are really good at it but who had to work their ass off to get to be that good are generally pretty good teachers.
Sometimes. That's a stereotype. I mean, I don't know
true. That's been my experience.
Oh, this is what I remembered to ask you. Your goalie stuff about the rookie goalies thrust into prominence with great success.
Yeah.
Here's mathematically, logically, what I'm missing. There's a piece there that I'm missing. I'm missing the rookie goalies who earned the net to start the playoffs who sucked. Right? Because that has to exist. There has to be a data set of people who meet the exact same criteria, but you have selected only the ones who succeeded.
Group. Who have ever won a cup.
Necessarily instructive. You know, you could say, yeah, Scott Darling would be included with this group wouldn't it be better to know what the overall, and I'm sure it's still a very small group, but we would have to counterbalance all these success stories with guys took over and were bad.
I mean, I obviously don't know that number, but I think the number that I gave you, which is 4, suggests that it's very, very hard to do. I can't.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, it is very unlikely. The fact that it doesn't happen very often tells you.